From high atop the ice surface here at MTS Center, we welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. In the press box, I'm your host, Drew Mandel, joined by analyst Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus. And Richard, it was a game where both teams featured a number of regulars out of the lineup, and it was a game where the two teams weren't that interested in playing defense or solid defense whatsoever, but the Winnipeg Jets ended up taking the victory by a 5-4 overtime margin. And those kinds of games, well, they probably do produce gray hair for the coaches. They are entertaining for the fans in attendance.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird game, Drew, in terms of the pace and the flow. It's kind of off and on, but a fast game, I thought, overall. Both teams can skate. Both teams like to push the pace. And, you know, it made for an entertaining game. You know, 9 goals. If you're not getting 9 goals and yeah. The Jets are kind of hanging around the periphery of the playoff race, so they're out of it, really. But, you know, they make it more interesting by winning here, and I thought it was a solid performance.
Yeah, I would agree with your assessment.
Especially
there.
With the injuries.
Yeah, with the injuries.
Colorado injuries, too, but...
Yeah, talk about the injuries quickly before we break down all the goals. Dustin Byfuglien doesn't take the warm-up this morning, and then is announced as being a scratch by Paul Maurice with a lower body injury. Not something serious, but a lower body injury. So
right.
Buff's out of the lineup, and you know, add him to Pavlik and Scheifele and Slater and Thorburn, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then right after the pregame skate, with no notice, and we knew nothing that was even potentially wrong. Yeah. Zach Bogosian ends up coming down as a scratch with an upper body injury. No word as of yet on his status for Saturday against the Carolina Hurricanes. But Paul Postma checks into the lineup for the Jets as the Jets are down Bogosian and Byfuglien from the team that played on Monday in St. Louis. And then you look at the Colorado side of things. They're without Paul Stastny and John Mitchell, both of whom I believe got injured last night in Montreal.
They did. P.A. Parenteau's out too.
P.A. Parenteau's been out since that game against the Jets 9 days ago.
Varlamov,
he's not injured. He just, I guess they're arresting him. Doesn't play, so Rito...
Doesn't play, yeah.
Yeah. Jets get the third-string goaltender, Rito Berra, who the Avs acquired at the trade deadline in exchange for a second-round pick. Got to be questioning that move based on the way he played today.
Yeah, I mean, more of a long-term acquisition, but it was an odd move at the time. Probably be odd for a while. I mean, they traded first for Varlamov. Different management, but...
Still some questionable goaltending decisions there.
Yeah, I mean, the goaltending today was... Berra was not good. Montoya wasn't good either.
Yeah.
But hey, you get the win.
Yeah,
if you're Montoya, and that's all he cares about right now.
Yeah, this is a Jets team that doesn't usually steal many games when they don't play well.
Right.
So it was nice. It was nice that they were able to, for them at least, that they weren't able to. They didn't bring their A game, and yet they come out with a victory. Granted, it's a 3-point game, but you're not competing with Colorado.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, and it's a regulation and overtime win.
That's right.
So that helps you in the tiebreaker situation, at which you significantly trail the Dallas Stars in that case.
And
I guess
Phoenix.
It wouldn't be the Stars; it'd be Phoenix now,
yeah.
Right? The Phoenix has overtaken Dallas. Anyways, let's get to the goals. The Avs opened the scoring nice and early. 20 seconds into the game, Ryan O'Reilly gets his 26th of the year, assist to Matt Duchene and Jamie McGinn on this one. O'Reilly, Jets are scrambling. They're running around in their own zone. They're not ready to start the game. O'Reilly's attempted pass deflects off Brian Little past Montoya.
Fluke goal. Nothing really to break down. Nobody at fault here. It's a fluke goal.
Yeah, exactly right.
Off Little and in. What are you going to do?
Yeah, and then obviously not the great start for the Jets, but they were able to respond pretty quickly thereafter. 3:15 mark of the first period. It's Andrew Ladd. He gets the 20th of the year for himself. Assist to Brian Little and Jacob Trouba. Ladd down the left side. Wrist shot far corner. Like we said, it was not a goaltending clinic here tonight.
It wasn't. Yeah, he's got to have that. Bear's got to have that. But a nice breakout by Trouba. Gets it over to Little. Makes a little nice move. No pun intended there. A little nice move, and gets it right over to Ladd, who's streaking down the wing. And Ladd beats the defenseman a bit, but again, you shouldn't be scoring from there. He has a very good wrist shot, though, and he does score from there more often than other players. So, you got to give him credit and a nice shot. And 1-0.
Yeah. Jets made it 2-1 at the 12:08 mark of the first period, high-scoring first period. Erik Tangradi gets his second of the year, assist to Blake Wheeler and to Olli Jokinen. Wheeler comes around from behind the net. Nick Holden loses Erik Tangradi at the side of the net. And great pass by Wheeler, who's shown just tremendous passing skills over the last 12 games. Huge numbers there.
Been very good lately.
Yeah, and Tangradi puts it into the empty net.
Yeah, Drino, this is all kind of a coverage play where Colorado, based on the defensive coverage they're playing, kind of running around, a lot of switches, a lot of certain things, and they got trailing. And what I mean by that is that they get behind a player and they're having a hard time catching up. So, as you mentioned, Holden does lose Tangradi in front. which is obviously where the goal ends up. But Nate Gannon also loses Wheeler. Mm-hmm. And when Nate Gannon loses Wheeler, what Wheeler does is he turns a corner, meaning he turns around the net. And when he turns around the net, because he has a step on Gannon, he's able to make that pass to Tangrady, who's not covered by Holden as he should be. So, you know, a couple mistakes, but good execution by Tangrady going the net and great execution by Wheeler to hold on to the puck, which we'll talk about later. He did that later in the game and make a nice pass.
Yeah, Blake Wheeler, you know, taking advantage of a defensive pairing that he would say, I'm better than those guys and I need to take advantage
That's
of
exactly
it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And he's really shown that he is better than those guys. To the Avs' credit, they tied it up at the 1747 mark of the first period. Gabriel Landeskog gets his 21st of the year, assist to Andre Benoit and Nathan McKinnon. It's a simple wrist shot. You have to have it clean, and Landeskog's untouched at the side of the net to bang it in.
It should be a shot that you don't get leave out a big rebound, but he did, and so be it. I don't necessarily fault Montoya for this. Another goal later that hurt him, but you know, him and Pavlik have had these moments, right? So
It might take, this game, you know, the Jets win and everything, but it should take a little bit of the bloom off the Al Montoya rose.
Over time, that bloom off the rose, you know, will happen.
Yeah.
But the actual play here, it's actually pending. It's a delayed penalty.
That's right.
So the puck comes across to Benoit from Nathan McKinnon, a nice pass, but Kane tips it, doesn't possess the puck. That's the rule. You need to possess the puck. And so he tips it, but doesn't possess it. Probably could have possessed it. Probably want that one back. Kane wasn't very good defensively tonight. And Benoit gets it. Good offensively. Puts the puck on net. And then it's a rebound. It's put in by Landeskog. But Ellerby's got to have Landeskog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realize that it's a delayed penalty and all that. And they pulled a goalie on that play.
The player who came off the bench wasn't really involved
in
the play.
But, you know, so sometimes coverages are a little bit screwed up. But in that, Ellerby's got to be on its guy. So it shouldn't be a rebound, really, or big one, but Ellerby's also got to get his guy, and that's the thing about Pavlik. When you blame Pavlik for those two, you got to get the guy, and they didn't.
That's right. That after 20 minutes, the game was tied at 2-2. You sort of got the feeling we were in for a high scoring affair here tonight, and nothing that happened in the remaining two periods changed our minds regarding that. Jets made it 3-2 at the 12:02 mark of the second period. Evander Kane gets his 17th of the year, assisted Devin Setoguchi and Paul Postma. Play starts with Postma at the point, and a nice tip by Setoguchi to pass the puck over to Evander Kane.
Yeah, Postma makes a quick decision, which I thought, you know, just nice work there in terms of offense. Defensively quick decisions. He takes a quick shot here. Setoguchi makes a nice tip pass to Kane, who's cutting into the net. O'Reilly, who's covering Kane, loses him. And Kane puts the puck in the back of the net. Really nice setup. I mean, Setoguchi, good vision there, and Postma, good play to get it off quick. So you prevent the block, and you allow Kane to continue to have that space from O'Reilly, because if you hold on to the puck an extra split second, Drew, what happens? Kane stays in front of the net, but O'Reilly is there on him.
Right. I thought Paul Postma played a nice game. First time getting back in the lineup, I think, since his injury.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been a healthy scratch for the last, you know,
three weeks. But he played well tonight.
Yeah, plus one on the game for him. Two assists for Paul Postma. Yep. So no argument with the way he filled in unexpectedly. Apparently, he was on in the first intermission on TSN 1290. Said he didn't get to the rink until 6:50 tonight. Didn't know that he was playing until about 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. So he had to quickly get changed and into
the lineup. Wouldn't he get to the rink until 6:50?
I don't know. I found that part a little bit odd. You know, I don't know why he didn't. Why it would take. You know, shouldn't he be here before that to, just in case? I don't know. Anyways, not important.
I don't know the times for the scratch. That's weird.
Yeah, not important. Anyways,
game starts at 7. For God's sake,
yeah.
I got here earlier than that.
Yeah, I know.
Remus has been here since 3.
Well, Remus got here early so he could have dinner though. That's the difference.
Got a good parking spot though. I saw it on the way in.
Really good parking spot for Remus.
Really good, yeah.
Oh, we'll have to talk about that after. Anyways, it's 3-2 for the Jets at the 12:02 mark of the second period. The Avs tie it up again for the. This will be the second time that they tied it up. This comes at the 19:29 mark of the second period, and it's Nate Holden. He gets his 8th of the year, assist to Tyson Barry and Maxime Talbot. Beats Montoya short side. It's a save he has to have.
Yeah, this is the goal, you know, that he does have to have. He's cheating a bit here. And cheating on the pass, which is weird because Enstrom goes down to block the pass.
Yeah, there's no way that pass was getting
through. Well, I mean, if it does get through, sure, but at least cheat to the shot because it's going to be a hard pass. So I thought you read that a little bit, got a little bit over aggressive there. But, you know, Tyson Barry, who played a real nice game as a winger, who's actually a defenseman, who made the nice pass on this play from the back end, if you can follow all of that, makes a pass to Holden, who's also a defenseman, but playing defense, but playing offensively in this case, down by the hash marks, makes a nice pass, and Holden, Frolik tries to tip that puck and misses it.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to allow that cross-seam pass, and that's on the defenseman and the forward to not allow that much room there. And they both kind of blew it. I guess Enstrom switched with the other defenseman on that play, who was trying to figure out, oh, it was Trouba. So yeah, Trouba would have been the right side guy. But I think he jumped in and Enstrom moved over. So might have been a little bit of communication issue there. I know it was a lot of players on the side. And the pass was made. And there's, you know, Holden took advantage of the short side. The play really does start there, Drew, though, by Talbot, Maxim Talbot, getting behind the D. And you can't let that happen.
Sure.
And he's not an offensive dynamo by any means, but still needs to be paid attention to. And Trouba, who's, you know, obviously night in, night out, is the Jets' best defenseman, you know, I think probably without question now.
Yeah.
Did miss an assignment there. And he makes it up on Talbot in terms of speed. But Talbot's able to enter the zone, curl around the net, and that's where the play starts. And then it ends up, Talbot does get an assist too. So, I mean, that's where the play happens. So, you look at the goal, you say, oh, yeah, Montoya's going to have it. Sure he does. Last line of defense. Mm-hmm. But that first line doesn't always get blamed for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
3-3 after 40 minutes. So, the Jets and the Avs are heading into the third period. An opportunity for 2 points for one of them if they're mm-hmm. able to win it in regulation. And the Jets yet again take a one-goal lead. This comes at the 4:58 mark of the third period. On the power play, Andrew Ladd gets his second of the night, his 21st of the year. Assist to Blake Wheeler. Wheeler's now got 2 assists on the night.
Yep.
And Toby Enstrom gets the other assist there. Nice play by Blake Wheeler here to find Andrew Ladd open in the slot, and then Ladd is able to whip the shot.
Yeah, it's a good entry by Ladd, and Ladd drops a puck to Wheeler.
That's right.
And then what Ladd does, Ladd actually goes to the net, and then when Wheeler comes down the wing on his backhand on the left side, which is where Wheeler does really a ton of damage, and he's a right winger, and he does that damage on the fifth goal too. Wheeler comes down the wing, and Ladd smartly, real nice read here, pops into the open spot. What I mean by that is there in the box, mm-hmm. there's a soft spot, they call it.
Right.
And Ladd pops out to the soft spot. Wheeler makes a nice pass. Ladd gets a quick shot. And it's a nice execution. That's a real nice goal. I like that goal.
Yeah. And that's the Jets make it 4-3 at that point in time. The Avs battle back again. They tie it up at 4. It's at the 10:23 mark of the third period. Cody McLeod gets the goal. Assist to Maxime Talbot and Nate Genin on this one.
Kind of let that goal. McLeod hasn't scored since like 1994.
Yeah.
And you just can't let that goal. Just, you know, you can't continue to let late goals. What happens here is Party jumps the red line for his assignment. He's overly aggressive, I thought. Probably doesn't need to be too aggressive there, but if he is going to be that aggressive, then Kane...
Adam Party pinches at the red line.
Yeah,
Puck gets past him.
In that situation, do you want to? Because, you know, McLeod is streaking behind. You got to be aware of that. You know, what's the benefit there? I mean, maybe he creates speed through the zone, but and he's not the fastest guy, Party, but it was a little bit of a risky play. Maybe a play you do more when they're up one as opposed to up one.
Right.
Anyhow, so he jumps the play, and then Kane still has to get McLeod, and Kane just gets beat by McLeod, who's not very good, and is not as fast as Kane. And McLeod comes in, and nice execution on a 2-on-1, but, you know, a preventable goal, a goal that you look at Paul Maurice's face after, and he's wondering, how does that happen? And,
yeah.
But hey, Claude Noel, that same face a lot. So, you know, you win the game today, too, with a lot of fundamental problems still in terms of defensively.
That's right. This was not a very good defensive game by the Jets. They were a lot of running around, a lot of just silly plays where they're not defensively aware enough.
I mean, their best players tonight, in terms of offensively, were their best players, and that's why they won the game. And when you're going to call out the guys for not performing, you better give them due credit when they do perform. And I thought they were terrific tonight.
Ladd and Wheeler absolutely were the two best Jets players tonight. No doubt about that.
They've been very good. You know, I know Wheeler doesn't have goals, but they've been the best forwards on this team for the past 15 games. I think without question.
Sure, nobody else.
Now, those two have been great. And, you know, those are the leaders.
Game in, game out. Other guys have had flashes.
Yes, the last 15 games they've been the two best forwards. Maybe 20.
Yeah.
They've been very good. And I mean, you know.
You certainly can't argue with their performance whatsoever. Anyways, the game ends 4-all in regulation. The Jets did have a couple good opportunities to win it in regulation. Andrew Ladd actually had 2 good opportunities to get that hat trick goal, but he got stopped by Berra in both of those instances. The Jets do win it in overtime at the 1:42 mark. Blake Wheeler gets the 24th goal of the year for himself. Assist to Paul Postman, Toby Enstrom.
Who else would he get it for? Would he get a goal from somebody else?
No, he wouldn't. But
take a scoreless tie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's scoreless. How can it not be a tie?
Well, that's a good question. Is a scoreless game? I actually have a score.
Well, no, but it's scoreless.
Well, yeah, I know. But a 0-0, how about a 0-0 a score?
Yeah, it's a score.
But then a scoreless tie is not a score?
The score of the game. Yes, a scoreless tie is just redundant. If it's scoreless, you don't need to say it's a tie. We know if it's scoreless, it is a tie.
Interesting. Good point. Anyways, Blake Wheeler shows great patience on this
another
goal.
Beef quickly before, and people listening, you know, they can turn it off. Another beef I have is when people on their voicemail say, I'm currently not available right now. So many voicemails have currently not available right now. Well, currently means right now. So, exactly. You have to say it twice. It's not like I say, I'm not available, currently not available. We know what, you know?
Dave Manook is hollering over here from the other side of the press box.
Listen to a lot of voicemails. A lot of people say, I'm currently not available right now.
What does your voicemail work say?
Doesn't say that.
I hope not.
I had to make our friend Neil change his voicemail because of that. It was bothering me.
Next podcast, we're going to call Richard's voicemail and broadcast it on it. Broadcast it on the podcast. Anyways, Blake Wheeler gets the goal. It's his 24th of the season at the 142 mark. Shows dynamite patience here.
Yeah, it does. I mean, again, Drew, where does he come from? And especially in 4-on-4 to be able to create speed, although speed is not what gets a goal at the end.
It's a great stretch pass. Where does he come from?
Yeah, it was a great pass, but where does it come from? Left side.
Yeah.
The right winger loves the left side, and they do a great job of getting him on the left side on power plays, on 4-on-4s. That's the idea. I like the fact that, and Noel did this too. I think even under Maurice, they're getting him on the left side. That's where he wants to go. He wants to protect the puck with speed. He's done a great job. And he comes in. Patience. Waits. Bear, I don't know what Bear is doing there. But who cares what Bear is doing if you're Blake Wheeler? He waits. You think, oh, he's waited too long because he's trying to make the pass across the crease, across the hash marks there. It got closed off. They're collapsed everywhere. And he waits, and Bear goes down, and he picks the corner. Beautiful goal. Great performance by Blake Wheeler. And, again, the Jets won this game because of the best players.
Absolutely. 5-4 is the final for the Winnipeg Jets over the Colorado Avalanche tonight. In terms of time on ice, Jacob Trouba leads all defensemen 24 minutes and 17 seconds. No surprise, given that Zach Bogosian's out this game, they have to rely on him. Toby Enstrom, 23:47. In terms of forwards, Evander Kane, 20:06. Looks like Andrew Ladd played 19:25, and Brian Little played 20 minutes even. So Evander Kane leads all Jets forwards in time on ice. It's a 5-4 victory for the Winnipeg Jets over the Colorado Avalanche. Keeps their faint playoff hopes alive for another game heading into Saturday night's contest against the Carolina Hurricanes here at MTS Center. We remind you, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. on TSN 1290, it is NHL midweek with the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Stay tuned to IllegalCurve.com. We have post-game audio from both the Jets dressing room, the Avalanche dressing room, as he was there for head coach Paul Maurice and his post-game press conference. Saturday, 12 noon, it's the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290, getting you set up for the Jets and the Carolina Hurricanes later on that evening. Until then, Drew Mandel, producer Michael Remus is here as well. Thanks very much. You've been listening to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.